Well, it's the day after Christmas, and I don't know where you are right now. Maybe you're in your Christmas jammies. Maybe you just had a really good breakfast. Maybe you're at the in-laws' house or somebody else's house. Maybe you've been traveling. But Christmas is a time for us to celebrate the birth of Jesus. Usually on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve, you hear the story of the birth of Christ from Luke chapter 2. And it's the story of the shepherds out in their fields and the angels who visit and baby Jesus wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And it's this amazing story that we remember when we celebrate Christmas. But I also like to read from the Gospel of John, because I think John chapter 1 talks about the meaning of Christmas. It's not just the story of Christmas and how it happened, but John kind of takes a peek at what it actually means for us that Jesus was born into the world. We shared this passage during our Christmas Eve services here at the Village, and I want to reread it to you. As we're wrapping up the year 2021, there's a verse in this story that really sticks out to me that I want to spend a few minutes talking about today. But first, I want to read this passage from John chapter 1. So hear these words. In the beginning was the Word. John's referring to Jesus here. Capital W, Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and without Him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. And then the Gospel of John talks about the man named John the Baptist. And he says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. Now, he himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word, Jesus, became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, this was he of whom I said, he who comes after me ranks ahead of me because he was before me. And then verse 16, from his fullness, from the fullness of Jesus being born into the world, we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known. Verse 16, again, from his fullness, from the fullness of Jesus, from Jesus being born into the world, from the light that came into the darkness, we have all received grace upon grace. We've all received grace upon grace. I know that 2021 has been a challenging year. It's been a difficult year. A lot of us have experienced heartache. A lot of us have experienced loss. A lot of us have experienced disappointment. A lot of us have experienced frustration. A lot of us have experienced brokenness in really deep ways that have impacted our lives and that are going to impact our lives from now on. It's been a challenging year, 2021. And in some ways, as we look down into 2022, for a lot of us, it's not necessarily looking any brighter. There's still disappointment ahead of us. There's frustration ahead of us. That brokenness that we've experienced in 2021 is staring us down as we look into 2022. But here's what I want us to think about on this last Sunday of the year, 2021. It's that verse in John chapter 1, verse 16. From his fullness, from the fullness of Jesus, we have all received grace upon grace. I would love for us in these closing moments of 2021 to just spend a few minutes thinking back over the year. I want to encourage you to do some backward thinking. Backward thinking is not something that we ordinarily think we're supposed to do, but I want to encourage you to do some backward thinking as we close out the year together. I've got a few questions that I want to ask you to think about, and not just today, but over the next 4 or 5 days as this year is coming to a close. I want to encourage you to write these questions down and think about these questions. And they're all centered on that verse in John 1:16. From his fullness, we've all received grace upon grace. There are a lot of things that have been difficult. There are a lot of things that have been disappointing. But I want to encourage us in every way that we can to look back on the year and think about the ways that God's Spirit has been at work powerfully in our lives. And so a few questions that I'd ask you to think about as you're evaluating your year. Really just two categories of questions. The first is simply this. What were the biggest wins for you over the past year? What were the biggest wins for you over the past year? Or another way to ask that same question would be, what happened over the past year that made you realize that God is good? How have you realized over the past year that from his fullness, the fullness of Christ, that you've received grace upon grace? How has God been put on display for you in the past year that made you realize that God is good? So what were your biggest wins? That's something to think about. And then here's the second question, second category of questions to think about. And this is the part that maybe we don't often like to think about. Maybe we're more prone to kind of say, hey, good riddance to the year. But here's an important question. What were your most difficult moments over the past year? What were your most difficult moments in the year 2021? But here's the follow-up to that. So I really want you to think about that, but here's the follow-up, the important follow-up that I don't want you to miss. What were the ways that God showed up for you in your most difficult moments over the past year? So what were your difficult moments over the past year? And what are the ways that God showed up for you in those difficult moments? What were the wins? What were the difficult moments? And how are the ways you've seen the power of God at work around you, in you, and even through you? I want to pray for us as we kind of close out our year together. And I want to invite you, no matter where you are, I want to invite you to pause, close your eyes. If you're with your family, if you're with a group of people, take just a minute, pause what you're doing, put down your devices, and let's pray together as we close out this year. God, we thank you not just for the story of Christmas, but for the meaning of Christmas. That Jesus Christ has been born into the world and that it changes everything. God, we thank you for the truth of what we've heard in the Gospel of John this morning, that out of the fullness of Christ, we've all received grace upon grace, grace upon grace. So God, for all the moments that have been really clear, all the wins, all the ways that we've seen you at work, God, today we say thank you. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you've provided. Thank you for what you've given. And God, I also pray that you would help us to recognize the ways that you've been at work in our most difficult moments, in the most heartbreaking of circumstances that we face, in the most trying times, in the most frustrating of situations. God, help us to see where your grace has been at work. God, as we look forward to a new year ahead, I pray that your Holy Spirit would work in us, that your Holy Spirit would make us new, that your Holy Spirit would help us not only to receive the light of Christ, but to share it with everybody that we encounter. So God, we love you. We thank you for Jesus. It's in his name that we pray. Amen.